Hey, welcome back to Daily News with Adriel Nunez. Today we have Deisha Feliciano for our interview about anxiety. Say hello.
Hi.
All right, so our topic for today is anxiety, and one of the main things that we want to focus on is resources. So I feel like everywhere we need more resources because there are people dealing with mental health, and they need to get that checked out. And people who aren't, who don't have that available for them, I feel like it makes it worse for them. Yeah. And if we don't have those resources, how are we gonna help people?
Because sometimes even the closest people of the person that's suffering from anxiety can't help, and it just feels hopeless. So when you have resources available to help you cope with it, or at least help ease it, then it will be better for you.
Yeah, and also, like, everybody can be affected. Either it's trauma that caused it or some type of other issue that you've dealt with. So, like, I feel like it's impacting everybody around us, and I feel like people need to pay more attention because not everybody's paying attention. Everybody's so focused on physical health. Like, if you're not doing well physically or if you're injured, people mostly focus on that, but then we need to focus on the mental, because I feel like that's more important, because if you're not in the right state of mind, you can't do anything.
There are some issues that the people that are suffering from anxiety don't like talking about, and if they don't have any help or resources to help open up, it's just going to bottle up and it's not healthy.
Okay, thank you for those words. Now I'm going to ask you some questions, and feel free to be as open as you want or as close up as you want. So the first question I want to ask you is, have you ever been affected by mental health, or are you coping or dealing with some type of mental health?
Really, the only thing I'm dealing with is just anxiety right now and stress, because it's really overwhelming, and it, like, affects with my life. Like, it just doesn't really help at all. My way to cope is just to, like, hang out with my friends and talk, and it's just nice to open up to someone, and it just feels, like, relieving.
Thank you for that answer. And, like, if you can, like, you don't have to say as much about it. What caused it?
Mostly family problems and, mostly family and stress from outside things. It could be school, or it could just be, because it's mostly stemmed from family arguments. It happens a lot. And it's, like, a lot of people in my family are bipolar, and it could be, like, one day we're perfectly fine, and the next day it's just an outburst, so.
I agree. Like, I go through it as well. Like, I'm always stressed out, either in school or at home. And I feel like people at school, they can tell, like, I'm stressed. But, like, I feel like as a happy person, like, you're very happy. You love spreading positive vibes. And, like, I've never expected, like, you to deal with that. So, like, thank you for everything that you said. How do you think you can spread awareness for everybody that's dealing with some type of anxiety or, like, PTSD?
I don't really know, other than, like, you know, walking up to someone that, like, needs help and just asking them, how are you doing? Like, sometimes the people that have anxiety are mostly, like, the people that are by themselves. Like, they seem to be happy and, like, positive, but then they see them and they're kind of just alone and they need someone to talk to. So, you know, spread positive vibes and give someone a shoulder to cry on if they need it.
So everybody, or some people may know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. What have you done? Like, have you done anything, or, like, have you been, like, what do you think you can do? Like, we have a few more days till May, so, like, what do you think you can do from now to the end of May to, like, bring more attention to this month?
I have a lot of social media. I can make a post about it. And the hashtag, it says, like, it's Awareness Month. What's it? Awareness Month. Something like that.
When was the last time, like, you had to deal with your anxiety? And, like, what did you do to, like, overcome it?
Just yesterday. To overcome it, I kind of just looked out my window and, like, looked out. It was a nice day out. So, I was looking out. My grandma was talking to me. And then I just laid in bed and ate. And I was just laying down with my cat, because pets help a lot too. Or just text with friends.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.